This is VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. This week, the top diplomats of China and the United States meet in Beijing for an annual dialogue, with one particular issue high on the agenda: tensions between the two world powers in the South China Sea, a key transit route for international trade. Which side is in the stronger position? China claims almost all of the South China Sea and controls many of its islets and reefs, despite competing claims and occupations by five other regional governments. The United States says it is neutral on the territorial disputes, but Washington occasionally sends U.S. aircraft and vessels into the area, saying it wants to ensure freedom of navigation for all. Beijing has criticized those U.S. military maneuvers as provocative and dangerous. It also has continued developing seven artificial islands that it built in the contested waters in recent years, even positioning military hardware on some of them.
China is saying, you know, we're here, you can't do anything about it. And that's really the basis of where I'm saying China's winning, or really it has won.
Philip Reynolds is a researcher on conflicts and a PhD candidate at the University of Hawaii. He says the only way for the United States to reverse China's reclamations in the Spratly Islands would be to initiate a costly war for which Americans have no appetite. Reynolds says Beijing knows this, which is why U.S. freedom of navigation exercises don't cause the Chinese government to do much more than protest loudly.
I don't think China is necessarily trying to stop the United States from being in the area. The goal is China showing that the United States can't stop it from being in the area.
Another view of China's position in the South China Sea comes from British journalist Bill Hayton, who researches Asian affairs at London's Chatham House Institute. Hayton says Beijing has not won the battle with Washington, especially in light of the situation at Scarborough Shoal. That unoccupied reef is claimed not just by China, but also the Philippines, a U.S. ally which hosts American warplanes that flew near the reef in April.
In the weeks running up to that, there was a lot of discussion about whether China was marshalling ships there, whether it was preparing to start dredging and building land and this kind of thing. And it didn't happen. And it looks as if, you know, the U.S. was able to deter a Chinese attempt to build on Scarborough Shoal. But, you know, we can't be sure.
Hayton also says Beijing has not occupied and developed any new islets in the South China Sea in more than 20 years, because Chinese leaders fear the consequences.
They know, of course, that there would be, you know, major diplomatic fallout for them, you know, that would destroy any sense of there being a sort of honest player in the region, that would be so against the 2002 Declaration on the Conduct of Parties, the DOC, that it would destroy China's credibility and upset the whole of Southeast Asia.
China's credibility faces another threat in the coming months. An international tribunal in The Hague is due to rule on Philippine complaints against Chinese actions in the South China Sea. Beijing has rejected the tribunal's involvement in the maritime disputes, saying they should be resolved only through direct negotiations with Manila. If the tribunal rules at least partly in favor of the Philippines, as some observers expect, how much could that weaken China's position relative to the United States? Chatham House fellow Hayton says that depends on how Beijing responds to any ruling that denies the Chinese from having exclusive economic rights to certain waters.
We have to see whether China actually encourages or discourages its fishing boats from going to fish in those areas if the court rules that the Philippines, in effect, has jurisdiction over them.
Could a loss at the tribunal also isolate China diplomatically? U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter seems to think so. Speaking Friday in Singapore, he said China risks creating a great wall of self-isolation. Carter also said U.S. allies in the region and other Asia-Pacific states share Washington's concerns about Chinese intentions in the South China Sea. China has been defiant, saying it actually is a force for peace and stability in the region because it is willing to resolve maritime disputes through one-on-one negotiations with its smaller neighbors. University of Hawaii researcher Reynolds says Beijing also is counting on support from some of its allies.
China is heavily wooing Cambodia, which kind of gives it a flank around the Vietnamese-U.S. relationship. But I think it's important to watch what Russia does. I know that Russia and China have conducted naval maneuvers together, and I think that's the power block to watch.
Many social media users are watching how the South China Sea issue plays out. And one place where they're commenting about it is on the Facebook page of online magazine The Diplomat. One of its articles that drew a lot of attention was actually written by Reynolds and published last week, titled, "Is China Winning in the South China Sea?" Reynolds, of course, thinks that they are. In response to that, Facebook user Andy Nguyen disagreed, saying, "China knows that the United States can destroy it within hours of shooting. In a war with the U.S. and its allies, China's chances of winning are next to impossible." Another user, Van Son, thinks Reynolds has a point, saying, "It is just a matter of time before China militarizes its artificial islands to control the whole sea. And if they control this sea, they will control East Asia economically and politically." Well, what do you think about Beijing's strategy in the South China Sea? You can post your comments on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. Also, feel free to tell me what you'd like to hear on future editions of VOA China 360, and I'll check in with you next week.